Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link second quarter 2015 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our second quarter income statement. During the second quarter of 2015, D-Link registered total revenue of 6.4 billion dollar, down 4.7% from last quarter and 10.9% from a year ago quarter. The lower revenue were partly due to revenue loss from FX translation and partly slower pull-in from Europe as channels have increased stock level in the first quarter ahead of our pricing adjustment. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 24.9%, down from 26.5% sequentially, reflecting an unfavorable FX trend and inventory liquidation on legacy products. Since the beginning of 2015, the US dollar has been gaining strength against the euro and other emerging countries' currency, which has significantly increased product cost. We have been working vigorously with our channel partners as well as our vendors to adjust our product portfolio and pricing strategy, focusing on margin contribution. The margin loss was partially offset by the positive provisional inventory write-back of 92 million dollar. Gross margin after inventory valuation was 26.3%, slightly lower from sequential quarter. Non-operating income reported this period was NT dollar 84 million as compared to non-operating loss of NT dollar 44 million. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 132 million as compared to net loss of NT dollar 232 million in the first quarter this year. EPS was -NT dollar 0.22 per share based on the weighted average capital of 6.2 billion NT dollar. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the second quarter was NT dollar 84 million as compared to a loss of 44 million sequentially, mainly due to FX gain NT dollar 26 million versus a loss of 114 million in prior quarter. For the summary of the first half performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page four. For the first half of 2015, D-Link posted revenue of NT dollar 13.1 billion and down 8.7% from first half 2014. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 26.4%, down from 28%. Consolidated net loss was 365 million due to lower revenue base and tightening margin. Overall, first half 2015 has been a very challenging period as we face unfavorable currency movement, sluggish market demand, and heightening market competition, especially in Europe and other emerging countries. Without the currency headwind, we have been able to grow the US revenue as ISP's product deployment has been growing steadily. We have made changes to our product portfolio, focusing on margin and working with channel partners to position our upcoming launch in the connected home products family. Turning to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 2.5 billion. Account receivables was NT dollar 5.5 billion, down by NT dollar 152 million, and AR turnover days was 74 days, in line with our normal conversion. Inventory was 6.09 billion and up 229 million as we are ramping up for the retail season. Now please turn to page six for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 74 days. Inventory days on hand were 108 days, up from prior sequential quarter as we are stocking up for the retail season in the second half year. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with the current ratio of 1.86 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.88. Return on equity for the second quarter was a -4.5%. Now please turn to page seven for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 61% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe 19% and North America 20%. For the North America region, second quarter 15 sales were down 5.5%, mainly due to lumpy project shipment. With the launch of the HD PTC and Babycam, next generation IP cameras and connected homes products, we are prepared to ramp up retail sales in the second half year. Emerging and Asia Pacific markets were down by 2% quarter over quarter and down 11.1% year over year, mostly due to weak economic outlook and widely fluctuating currency, which caused our channel partner adopting conservative stocking strategy on top of slower project pull-in. Now please turn to page 8 for our second quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 62% of total second quarter revenue, while broadband was at 16%, digital home at 12%, and others at 10%. During the second quarter in 2015, Switch sales were up 5.1% quarter over quarter as we made delivery to K-12 projects. One. Wireless market is down 10.5% from sequential quarter, mostly due to lumpy project pull-in in the US, as well as less channel sales in Europe. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.